My name is Gene Edwards.
Gene Edwards.
I'm chairman of Citizens for Chief Illiniwek. When this symbol of honor and dignity that we respected, the spirit of the University of Illinois, started being challenged 9 years ago, I was outraged. I kept hearing all about it over the radio, through the paper, and I felt that somebody had to do something. Somebody had to speak up on behalf of the town people and the alumni who loved the chief and didn't want to lose him. As I contemplated what I as an individual could do, I decided to form a group called Citizens for Chief Illiniwek. It would be the voice of those who were not connected to the university, the many who felt as I did, but didn't know what they could do. I thought if everyone wrote a letter to various Board of Trustee members telling them of their support, it would give them an idea of how many people backed the decision to retain the chief. We sent over 4,000 hand-addressed letters, names called from every source we could think of. The result was very positive. Each Board of Trustee member received about 1,500 letters. Many of those people then wrote to me and told me stories of their university experience and how much the chief meant to them. Businessmen said they had a picture of Chief Illiniwek hanging in their office, and it reminded them of their university years and the honor the symbol of the chief instilled in them. I do not consider myself an activist. I am just an alumni who cares a great deal about keeping this symbol, and to me it honors all Native American Indians. Over the past years, both the university athletic office and I have watched for anything being sold in the market that is derogatory of the chief and seen to it that is no longer for sale. We will not tolerate caricatures. Let's look at some of the problems we face. The chief is a white person active as a Native American Indian. There are others dancing in powwows around the United States who are a friend of the tribe or who live with them. It's not unusual for that to happen. The dance is not authentic. Well, why must it be? It is a form of fancy dancing that has evolved over the years, just as an early Native American dance evolved from person to person. It is not a religious or a war-related dance, but one to inspire confidence and ability in a sporting event. Our chief does not run around the football field and act crazy and allow cheerleaders to touch or pick him up. He never wears his regalia until he arrives at his destination. When he dons his regalia, he does not talk to people or sign autographs. He acts with dignity at all times. He brings to us the spirit of a proud Illinois tribe that is almost all gone, giving us encouragement and strength and pride. I would like to quote from a letter of a former Native American Indian football player. It was at the game during the Rose Bowl year. It was halftime, and we had played badly and were losing. It was time for Coach Elliott's halftime speech. Pete said we had more pride and spirit than what we showed in the game. He said we were not like other Big Ten teams. He said we weren't the University of Wisconsin where they had badgers or animals that dug holes in the ground. He said we were not the University of Iowa who were Hawkeyes or birds who flew in the air. He said we were not like the team from Ohio who are Buckeyes or a bunch of nuts. He said we were the Fighting Illini, a team of fiercely proud men who deserve victory. As we rushed onto the field, Chief Illiniwek and the dance had already started. We went wild with the crowd, too, and won the game and went to the Rose Bowl. At basketball games, the chief is anticipated with excitement. Everyone stands up while he's performing. And as he leaves the floor after his dance, they are quiet in reverence and respect. How can 16,000 people not show you by doing this that they are thrilled to be part of that spirit that unifies them with the dignity of Chief Illiniwek? Claims that the controversy is having an adverse effect on academic performance surely is only in the minds of the opposition. They are the ones that bring it up. Forbes magazine rates the University of Illinois numerous departments in the top 10 in the entire country. 2 years ago, Citizens for Chief Illiniwek circulated a petition for support of the chief, and in 2 months, we had collected 15,750 signatures. They came from 250 Illinois towns in almost every single state in the union. We felt that it was so important, we wanted the Board of Trustees to know. So on October 16, 1998, we took the petitions to the board meeting. This is a unique symbol among colleges and universities. Why can't we build on it and have greater education about Native American people instead of fighting about it all the time? The intent is to honor and appreciate Native American Indians who lived on this land in the state of Illinois. It is not done with any derogatory intention. The group Chief Illiniwek Education Foundation was formed with the idea of learning more about Native American culture and way of life. 2 years ago, we invited three men from the Hopi tribe from Second Mesa, Arizona to visit with us. Because they didn't want to be involved with any type of demonstration, we were unable to advertise their being here and had only 65 people instead of a possible 350 at the meeting where they talked about their family life. It was a fine meeting, and it was sad that more people couldn't have been there. We must find an answer to this controversy. Our state is full of Indian names of towns, rivers, natural areas. Can we not help but perpetuate the past history of these people through the honor, pride, and dignity that we show them? The enormous support for the chief must count for something. I surely hope we can, and I want to most earnestly ask the Board of Trustees to continue their support of Chief Illiniwek as our honored spiritual symbol of the University of Illinois. Thank you.